He's got the knowledge.
Because once again, I have to come on there and talk about how right I am once again in anything that it comes to sports.
He's got the questions.
I'm going to lose it. Are you kidding me? What are we doing here?
He's got the guests.
20th head coach in Fresno State history here, Matt. Is it hard to believe sometimes still the 20th head coach here in program history?
It's all moved really quickly here over the course of the last 5-6 weeks, but super excited to be here.
Phil Bonatti is the voice for the Central Valley sports leader. Behind the Bench starts now. Brought to you by Helena Agri.
That is right. Behind the Bench here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader here on this Friday. Happy Friday, everyone who is out there listening, wherever you're listening, however you're listening. Big shout out to you as we go from 3 to 4 o'clock today. Good to have you in. It is September 19th, day before another one of those Fresno State football games. We'll get to that in a little bit. Should be a good show coming up. Big thanks to Tony D for tossing it to us in the previous hour. Tony D's show from 2 to 3 p.m. on the weekday. Sportsline Bulldog Hour. Tony D from 2 to 3. Like I say, you can listen to it live on demand on the ESPN Fresno app, 1430ESPNFresno.com, and, of course, right here on 1430 AM. Shout out to our shows that are going on here on the network, including, like I said, Sportsline Bulldog Hour, my show, Behind the Bench, from 3 to 6 p.m. on the weekdays, and also Palmetto's show, the Central Valley Sports Report, live from First String Sports from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. We are also live video-wise here on the channel, live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. If you want to follow us on the at ESPN Fresno sites, we'll momentarily be live on these platforms. Jorge's giving me the head shake, so we're getting there close. We're getting close to that as far as that's concerned, but good to be here. We have the Lee's Air Hotline, 559-320-1430. Lee's Air Hotline, 559-320-1430. Big thanks to Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing for providing the namesake of the Lee's Air Hotline, sponsoring the Lee's Air Hotline. The Lee's Air weather check sitting at 81 degrees right now. 83 will be our high for the day, and that's going to be a lovely night of football. 79 degrees looks like in time for our kickoff tonight, especially we'll be down in Visalia for that one. Hopefully everybody's a little dried out from, I would say, mild rain in some spots, and was refreshing, was nice to have. A little humid for my taste. I wonder if other people felt that a little bit last night into this morning. So wasn't as refreshing as I kind of felt like it should have been in terms of the rain yesterday. But it was here, and signaling maybe the turn of the seasons as we roll into mid to late September. Good to be here. Like I said, we're only going to 4 o'clock today. Just quite simply, the mechanics of us getting down to Visalia, getting all set up for a broadcast. Just want to make sure we have enough time to get down there to the Mineral King Bowl. So that is why we're cutting it off at 4 o'clock today. But have no fear, Paul Metters is going to be on the show here in this hour. We're going to call him. Get him on talking about the game tonight, talking about the preview of the game tonight. He's actually hanging out down south as well. So we'll get Paul Metters on the call, on the phone line here in about 10, 15 minutes or so. Like I said, a little preface from yesterday. I know we had to wrap the show a little early yesterday. Just apologies for the technical difficulties if that was what people are dealing with. Of course, weather-wise and other weird stuff that's going on, we try our best to keep things going here at 1430. Thankfully, it seems like we have it resolved in terms of the signal stuff, and sounds like we're good in that fashion. Are we live now, Jorge? Are we live streaming on the video portion now?
Well, it seems like we're live on Instagram and on YouTube and Twitch.
YouTube and Twitch. Facebook's giving us issues.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out, but it seems like it doesn't want to work.
Gotcha. I was just mentioning yesterday, apologies for people who were listening to the show. Maybe it kind of glitching out there to the tail end, but hopefully.
Yeah, the rain and didn't do us any favors.
No, I was a little worrisome. when we got there at Fashion, I was seeing the signal strength, and I was just getting a little worried in terms of that signal strength. So hopefully it's resolved, and hopefully we don't run into those issues again. Before we bring up anything, I wanted to start with this topic at the top of the show. First of all, big congrats to Josh Allen and another win last night over the Miami Dolphins. I thought the Dolphins had a valiant effort, and I wish Joe was here. I haven't seen Joe Gomez yet today. I wanted to rub it in just a little bit because he was just dying about his Dolphins this week in terms of having to face that game. But it wasn't too terrible an effort. But Josh Allen, 3-0, Bills rolling, and they have a long week ahead of them before they take on their next game. So Josh Allen, doing good, doing well. I want to get nostalgic here, Jorge. Because this is, for the foreseeable future, the last time the Fresno State Bulldogs take on Hawaii in a regular season matchup. I know you have your hatred of certain Fresno State rivals, but I feel like this one really sits for a lot of people in terms of how these games have gone, how these games are suddenly just victory leaves the warm embrace of defeat, and suddenly Fresno State is sitting there with a tough loss on the road, and it's midnight, and you're not exactly sure how to feel about the certain results of a football game. But, Jorge, let's just get a little nostalgic. Do you have a specific matchup you remember, Hawaii, specific seasons against Hawaii? Because if this is the last time Fresno State plays Hawaii for quite some time, I want to just get a little nostalgic here at the top of the show.
It always felt like when Hawaii was like doing really good, Fresno State was doing really bad. They were opposite years. I feel like, you know, Hawaii had those quarterbacks. What's his name? Colt Brennan.
Yeah.
When he was there, and they were, you know, ranked top 25 in the
nation.
They're
going to the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just felt like Fresno State wasn't competing as well, and they just didn't have any good games. But there's so many games that I remember that they were just like, you know, battling it out to see whether it was here in Fresno or there in Hawaii. And that was the team that, you know, it's always like, are we going to win?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had a really good team, and you feel like, oh, we're going to crush them. And you win by, like, a field goal or something like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, how? But at the end of the day, it was like, they weren't that good, but they played to our level.
It always felt weird. I want to look at, like, maybe the last, like, 15 matchups between Fresno State and Hawaii, but I get a sense, if I had to put my math on it, and I just had to put my money where my mouth is, I feel like any of the close games between these two teams always seems to go Hawaii's way. And if Fresno State just beat Hawaii outright, Fresno State would just beat Hawaii outright and wasn't close. That's usually the two results we get, Jorge, when it came to Hawaii versus Fresno State. Either it was Fresno State blowout or a Hawaii close victory that made us frustrated in some form or fashion. So I didn't see it any other way in terms of it. I want to recall one Fresno State blowout. I saw like a nostalgic thing on Twitter of a highlight. Fresno State dropping 70 on Hawaii back in, like, I think 2005 when Fresno State was really good.
Paul Pinneger.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Points at Bulldog Stadium.
Yeah, they had some really good receivers. I don't remember the name of their. They were just they had a really good running back.
I wanted to ask Coach Hill. I wanted to see if I get Coach Hill, I'm like, did you run up the score just a little bit? Did you run up the score just a little bit on Hawaii there?
Just because you I remember facing them so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was like on the NCAA games, they were known as your rival.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that being the thing with San Diego State.
Yeah.
Even though everybody said, like, oh, no, San Diego State.
Well, San Diego State was only in our conference, has only been with us since 2012 in conference. So San Diego State was not a WAC team. You know, they were Mountain West.
Yeah.
So.
And, I mean, there's history there with San Diego State, but
yeah,
I don't remember playing them as much, especially when I was a kid.
Exactly.
I do remember the Hawaii nights, because it was Saturday, and I was, you know, staying up late watching TV, and the game was usually on.
Right. exactly. I feel confident that a win is in the cards, but I'm cautiously confident because you just never know, especially with how you feel. I mean, even a Jake Haynard Hawaii team lost to Hawaii. You know what I mean? Like, they went to the islands and it was frustrating. So nobody is impervious to the draws that can happen. And suddenly you look up and it's 14-13 Hawaii mid through the third quarter. And you're like, what is happening? What is happening here? I certainly could feel that being something that'll be happening here. Fresno State putting out a release today, by the way. This is a reminder. I'm going to read word for word how to watch the Hawaii game because I think everybody is still a little confused on how it is. I'm just going to read this word for word for people. So Fresno State saying, Fresno State football game at Hawaii tomorrow will be aired locally in Hawaii on Spectrum Sports. Here is your how to watch information. Clearly, I don't think anybody is listening to this show in Hawaii, but if you are, all the games produced by Spectrum Sports will be available to Spectrum and Hawaii Telcom customers, not having to purchase a pay-per-view there. If you are watching outside of Hawaii, that is us, currently us. All games produced by Spectrum Sports will be available outside of Hawaii free on the Mountain West app or on any Apple or Android mobile devices only. So I wonder if that means only on our phones, only on the Mountain West app on our phones. And everybody has the Mountain West app on Roku and whatever and putting it on the television. This is the tricky part because I'm not exactly sure if that is possible, but I'll read this here as well. Please note that the game will not be available on smart TVs or desktop computers. So this sounds like a phone-only situation.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it through YouTube.
Yeah. Well, you can still AirPlay your phone to a TV, correct? Like,
yeah, but that's annoying, though, because you always want to be on your phone checking something out, and all of a sudden, like, you can't because, it's an option.
If you're getting together with friends, here's the thing. You're getting together with friends to watch this game. Someone just seems to just have to sacrifice their phone. Or maybe you rotate. Everybody rotates a quarter and gets their phone back or something like that. I don't know. But that seems like the rotational move to happen in terms of it.
I'm going to give you guys a tip. Just go to regular YouTube.
Just search.
Search Fresno State versus Hawaii.
And maybe someone's doing something good for you. Maybe it's there. Maybe it's not.
But you got to search live stream.
Yeah. But
or live.
I'm not condoning or...
Hey, it's YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, you're lucky. Exactly. So that's what it is. Also, here's word for word, which part confuses me. Tomorrow's game will be available in the Fresno market for those fans who have access to Spectrum Sportsnet. So I don't know who that is. Whoever you are that has Spectrum Sports, bless you. I don't know who you are. There's got to be like 20 of you. You can get the game on that channel for you, available here in Fresno County. Also, you can get in Tulare County. I don't see Madera County here. So if you're in Madera County and you have Spectrum Sports, you're out of luck, it looks like, in terms of it. So that's what you got for it there. Kern County also available as well. So that is what it is. You can also, obviously, they got the radio cast on the everything on the Bulldogs app as well. So you listen to it that way. Anyways, so that's how you got it. Fresno State football, that's how you watch it. I mentioned it earlier in the week. Of course, Hawaii's going to make things just really – you have to be really sound in this facing this Hawaii team. They're 3-1, three wins at home, undefeated at home. They did beat Stanford this year. Stanford's not obviously Stanford from years past with, like, Andrew Luck and everything like that. But I will say this. It's going to be close to me. The key is tackling. I think the Bulldogs have been a little susceptible on the tackling side of things. They haven't really quite necessarily locked in that. I want to see better tackling, better angles in this football game. Ultimately, in my prediction, I feel like the Bulldogs will get the win. Like I said, cautiously confident in this football game tomorrow night. So I'm going to pick them to win. I think they'll cover as well. They're a 2.5-point favorite on the road. Jorge, I'm gonna assume you have the Bulldogs as well tomorrow night.
Of course, yes.
Any players you're looking forward to seeing tomorrow night's game, conference game when it matters here?
I feel like I want to watch EJ, you know.
Of course you
really
do.
Get
everybody does.
And but you know, he showed last week that, you know, he could throw, he could pass, he could run. This is going to be a more difficult defense he's going to face.
We'll see.
It's not going to be Kansas.
I get it.
It's not going to be Kansas. But I want to see if he's really, you know, up to that level or not.
I want to see Speedy Luke get a kickoff return for a touchdown. I want it. I want it for sure. So, can't wait for it. Folks, get a nap in tomorrow. I'm planning my nap. I don't know if you're planning your nap. Staying up till 1 a.m. watching this game. So, 9 p.m. Pacific time. All right, Jorge, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to call Paul Metters. He's going to join us, get you all set for some Friday Night Lights, react to maybe some scores from last night as well. Get you set for high school football tonight. Paul Metters coming up next on the Lee's Air Hotline. Stay with us. Central Valley Sports Leader Behind the Bench rolls along next on 1430. All right, welcome back to Behind the Bench here on 1430 ESPN, Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader. A little bit of change on this Friday show. Of course, usually we have this guy on at around 4 o'clock, but things are a little different. We got to get on the road faster than usual with our trip down to Visalia. I want to make sure we get down there in time for what should be a really awesome matchup between Redwood and Hanford. Paul Metters now joining me on the Lee's Air Hotline. Paul, how are you doing on this Friday? How are we feeling?
Hey, this feels like the old days when I go on 1430 ESPN radio, sitting in my classroom, right, talking about high school sports before I got my own show. I'm halfway to Visalia, Phil, so I already got you beat.
Yeah, you already do, but we're going to meet up down the way and then get into the Mineral King Dome, which is our, not dome, Mineral King Bowl. Could be a dome. I don't know. Who knows? It sounds like it should be, but it's going to be an interesting night between these two teams. Let's talk about it real quick. Two teams, 2-2 on the year, trying to get above 500. Two teams that have had up and down starts the season. How would you characterize tonight's game between Redwood and Hanford?
Oh, I think we're going to see a lot of points. There's going to be a lot of fireworks. If you just look at the scoring for both teams, Redwood has scored 41 points, 34 points, 42 points in a loss to Tulare, and then last week they scored 35. And how about this, Hanford, right? You know, coming in last week's game against LD, they were 1-2. They just put up 74 points,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think we're going to see a lot of back-and-forth stuff. We're going to see explosive plays. I think a key to the game for Hanford is they can't turn the ball over. They've had six turnovers in those four games, and they got to stop Jimmy Burke, the really good running back from Redwood, who we watched last year play. He's very talented. I think he's banged up last year in that playoff game against Kingsburg, but he's a talented kid. Redwood's got some really good athletes as well. Man, that barn burner 2 weeks ago against Tulare when they lost 49-42, that was a game that we had on our radar. I expect a similar type game as that one.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. On the Redwood side, I got a feeling they even though they're 2-2, the efforts they've had all throughout this season so far, you got to be happy with where you're at. Clovis North, just a four-point loss to Clovis North, who I have – high hopes for in terms of what they could be capable of. Clovis North's got San Ramon Valley tonight. Like you said, the Tulare Union team, who Tulare Union's got a win over St. Joe's. So these are two quality, if you had to say quality losses, if you're going into the college football terminology. Redwood's got four quality games on their schedule so far that they put together, and it feels like a team that if they get a win tonight, there's a lot going for them, especially in momentum into league play.
No, I agree. Yeah, I like their schedule a lot. You know, Redwood, the MO for them the last few years has been, you know, just play some pretty good defense and hope you score some points. But that doesn't look like that team this year. Curtis Allen has come in as a head coach. He's brought in some really good players. And how about this? A kid that we're going to be watching tonight at quarterback, Luke Sanchez. He's a really, really good defensive player, probably a D1 talent on the defensive side. Played a little quarterback his sophomore and junior year. They didn't plan for him to play quarterback this year, but their regular quarterback got hurt. In comes Luke Sanchez again. All he did was go 11 for 14 for 195 yards and 3 touchdowns last week. So that adds another dimension for this Redwood Rangers. And you think, again, about those two losses to Clovis North and Tulare Union, that's just a touch. They're just a touchdown away from potentially winning those games. To me, those two teams are like top probably 8 teams in the Central Section. So those are top 10 teams overall in the Central Section. So Redwood, they're definitely battle tested.
As for Hanford, this, you know, it's been more up and down, I would say, for this start of the season. A tough overtime loss to Kennedy. They of course, bounce back with a win over Sanger. That's always tough. Sanger's always a good program. St. Joe's is a really tough team, like we've realized, in terms of what they've done. Like you said, they bounce back with LD. So I don't want to say trends say they could go on the losing side of things tonight, but to buck that trend, this Hanford team's got a lot to play for in tonight's game as they get into league play, where they're going to have to face a frisky Dinuba team and a really tough Tulare Union team that's out there, right? This is a big game for Hanford.
No, it is. And coming off of that opening season loss to Kennedy, that shocked a lot of people. They lost in overtime, and then they come back and beat Sanger. And we know how tough Sanger is. They've had some really good games in the last few years. But, you know, Coach Cannon Sanchez, he's got a great offensive mind. They spread things out. They try to get a playoff within, 8 seconds every time, which is crazy. It's always fun to watch their football games. They got a new quarterback in Jaron Mao, who has been at Bullard. He's been at Clovis West, and he's really found a home there. He's done a really good job getting used to that style of offense. But you're right, Phil. This is a big game for Hanford, and you think, right, us guys, we like to talk about playoffs and rankings, sometimes too early, and I know coaches focus on one game at a time, but looking ahead for playoff implications, because Hanford is going to be, you know, not in that D1 AA bracket, I think this is going to go a long way, especially if they win this game, as far as seedings go.
Yeah, to have the head-to-head, right? Paul, we talk about this all the time. Head-to-head means a lot, especially when it comes to the seeding side. Hanford, I mean, when things are close, if the Hanford and Redwood are kind of in that similar spot, the rules will say Hanford's get the home game over Redwood, per se, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to throw this in, Phil, because you just got confirmation. There was some talk about forfeit losses. I know Bakersfield had to forfeit their opening win against Buchanan. Edison of Fresno had a forfeit loss as well. I got confirmation that actually will not affect the high school ratings, because I noticed today while checking it out that Bakersfield still listed as 4-0. Highschoolratings.com, where the playoff seedings come in, does not count forfeit losses as losses. So that's
interesting.
Interesting moving forward. Yeah.
Interesting. Speaking of that Bullard team, they played last night. Just going over some scores. Clovis gets a 35-0 win over Bullard. I'm sure they were playing a little bit in that rain, so a little bit of a weather game. Do you have any boots on the ground of that game? Did you get a chance to get out to McLean last night, or do you hear anything from that game last night?
Yeah, I heard a little bit. So I had my own football game, and I didn't get home till about 6:15. It took me an hour to drive home in that rain, so I'm like, I don't want to stay wet in that game. So I was just following on Twitter. Yeah, and it just looked like Clovis was in control from the beginning. Bullard, unfortunately, has suffered a few injuries, and Tyler Franklin, he just didn't look right in that game, according to what I was reading. And Clovis just did what they normally do. They, you know, have a very balanced offense. I saw that Deegan Rose still is not throwing an interception this year for the Clovis Cougars. So that was, to me, that was just kind of business as usual for Clovis before going to their bye and then track.
Yeah. What do you assess of Clovis so far now that we got a full picture of their non-track schedule? 4-1, just the 1-point loss to Frontier earlier this year. What do you assess of Clovis now that you've seen it?
I still don't know, Phil. They start off with Buchanan and then Clovis North, and then you got the Clovis East Central and Clovis West as far as Clovis' schedule. I feel like I don't have a great beat on them yet until they hit league play. So we've seen this before. They'll go 4-1 or even 5-0 before league starts. And then league, we know how tough it is. So, you know, their defense, you know, has a few holes, even though they pitched a shutout against Bullard. last night. You know, Deegan Rose is as advertised. He's got a really good chance if he sticks with Oregon State to be their starter next year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hold off like really assessing Clovis High until they get into the meat of track play. But hey, all the pieces are on that team for a track championship. There's Central waiting in the wings as well. But you know, Clovis has some pieces, but you got to get past Central East.
All right, let's look at some other games from around our region tonight, some notable ones that we'll be paying attention to on the Twitter sphere and the Max Prep scoreboard. I'm just going to kind of go down the list. I don't know if you got a list in front of you as well.
Yeah.
Let's start with what I see as a Max Prep ranked game. Clovis East back at home after their first loss of the year to Grant. Really tough battle between them and Grant. Really gave everything Grant could offer. They host Lemoore tonight, and we mentioned this Lemoore team probably going to need some wins here. And I know this is going to be tough going tonight after their loss to Sanger, but what do you make of Lemoore traveling to Clovis East tonight?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for the Tigers. Clovis East, they showed us a lot in that loss to Grant. In fact, they had them beat, right? 10 seconds left. They did a little flare out with the running back, was able to catch the football and basically walk in for the touchdown. But Clovis East had that game. I mean, you do comparative scores, right? You got Grant that beat Clovis East, so, Central East. But, I see Clovis East. Their defense is so good. I've seen them winning by about 3 touchdowns.
Clovis West taking the trip up north to Turlock. Clovis West, obviously, they ripped off 3 straight wins since their opening week loss to Edison. What do you make of the Eagles' chances tonight at Turlock?
Very good. Turlock 1-3. You know, there's been a lot of talk for people that follow high school football up and down the state with ineligibility, guys being declared ineligible, and not only that, but being ruled out for the next couple of years. It's pretty wild. Well, Turlock had that situation this year, had a bunch of guys declared ineligible. They're having a rough season, so I expect Clovis West to run away with that one.
Ranked matchup down in Kingsburg, near our territory. Sanger coming into town, also a 2-2 matchup. This is a big one for the Vikings in the Apaches tonight.
No, it is. Sanger, you know, they're kind of up and down. You know, they had that tough game against Hanford. Kingsburg, they went toe-to-toe in the first half against Clovis East. They actually had them beat at halftime. Unfortunately, Kingsburg's quarterback went down in that one. They weren't able to sustain their offense. But, hey, I mean, that's a game that most people expect Sanger to win. But if Kingsburg can keep that one close, right, I think, Kingsburg will be looking good because Kingsburg doesn't have an easy schedule either.
No.
Washington Union, CBC, Kerman, Reedley and Selma when they start league.
Yeah, so you take the wins there when you got them. This matchup, I would say this next one I wanted to look at, looked great on paper to start the year, but one team has really, really underperformed since we started this season. It's Central East is heading down to Bakersfield to take on the Liberty Patriots. We've seen Liberty with our two eyes, Paul. The eye test isn't working for us there, and it feels like Central East could have their way tonight.
Yeah, I think they're licking their chops. So I did a little research on Central East last night, and gosh, I knew this, but I had forgotten that Central East, the Central Grizzlies in the past, have been the 7 out of the last 8 Central Section Championships, winning 4 of them. And, you know, they've had their way with Liberty in the Central Section Championship game, and Liberty's beat them in one as well. But, you know, Liberty isn't the same Liberty as old, those teams that we remember with Coach Brian Nixon, and they were really exposed by Buchanan. I think Central, even though they're traveling down to Bakersfield, gosh, I think they just want to make a huge, huge statement in that one. I expect them to put at least 40, maybe even 50 points on them.
Wow. How about this sneaky good one? San Ramon Valley coming into Clovis North. Clovis North, one of the few undefeated ranked teams still left here in the Central Section, 3-0. I think one of the quieter 3-0s we've seen. We talked about them against Redwood here. We're going to actually get them next week against Frontier. This is a good out-of-section test for them. San Ramon Valley, a decently ranked team outside. I think I got them in the top 60 in the state of California, according to Max Preps. What do you make of this litmus test for Clovis North tonight?
Well, we keep winning the Broncos, right? And we didn't quite know what to expect with Colby Hunter taking over the program. Just a different identity offensively. We're used to the Mike Jaycott teams of just running the ball down your throat, you know, run for dough and throw for show. But this year's team's different. It's more of an air attack. They're putting up a lot of points. You know, that crazy game that they had against Redwood where they had to score late to win that one. I can't wait to see. Let's put it this way. I can't wait to see Clovis North with our own eyeballs. We see all the other track schools. It'll be interesting to see what the final score of that one's going to be. But I expect Clovis North to keep the pedal to the metal.
And I mentioned they play Frontier. Frontier, by the way, boy, they got a test tonight. Did you look up who they play? They play Lincoln out of San Diego. Lincoln's a number 9 ranked Max Preps California team. And I think they're like top 50 nationally football program. Frontier out of Bakersfield going to have a tough one tonight against Lincoln.
Yeah, we still can't figure that team out, right? They only scored 2 touchdowns in their first game, and then they beat Clovis High, who we're saying could really challenge Central for a Central Section Championship. That Clovis North game is going to be really interesting when we see Frontier. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not quite sure what to expect in that one.
Yeah, we'll see how close they can keep it. I want to see if there's some other ones out there as well. There's some other good ones out there. Some 3-0s that I want to acknowledge at the start of this year. Actually, how about a 4-0 with Madera? They're going up against a 3-0 Merced team out in Merced. I don't know if you got any intel from Coach Panelli on this one coming up. I know they're wrapping up their pre-league play. Undefeated matchup there. It should be interesting.
No, it is. And I did text KP, and he said it's going to be a tough game. They're 3-0. They got a pretty good running back. Defensively, they're not great. So KP, he feels like they could have some success. You know, they got a stud freshman running back, and according to Max Preps, he's the Central Section leader in rushing yards. So they're going to try to run the football with him. And, try to throw over the top when the opportunity presents itself. But that's going to be a pretty tough game for Madera.
I'm trying to see if there's any others out there. Paul, do you got any others that stick out to you in terms of it? I know I look at McLean and Sunnyside. That traditionally, that was a trouble area for McLean last year. You got to imagine that'll go McLean's way tonight with the way Sunnyside's been going this year.
Yeah, and look at McLean's 3 games. They're scoring like 55 points a game having a running clock in the fourth quarter. So they have not yet been challenged. You know, Sunnyside is down this year. They've only won 1 football game. I think, you know, with that McLean offense and Coach Pancotti, I think that's going to be, a 3-4 touchdown win for McLean. Yeah, I'm kind of looking at the Max Preps thing schedule here to see if anything pops up. Yeah, that Lincoln game against Frontier, right? That's going to be a really good one. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good test. Here's one. It's interesting for a bunch of reasons. Shafter is hosting Edison of Fresno.
Yes.
Right? And Shafter 3-0, one of their best teams in a long time. Edison, we know their troubles. They actually had to forfeit 1 game. The forfeit's up on Max Preps, but it's not on the high school rating. Like 10 years ago, no one would have ever imagined that Edison would be an underdog at Shafter. I think most people in the Fresno area would be like, yeah, Shafter is at that, town kind of near Bakersfield area. I'm not quite sure where it is, but yeah, Shafter is a favorite in there. So yeah, if Edison could pull an upset, that'd be a good win for the Tigers.
I want to give a shout to another game here. How about Kerman at Dos Palos tonight? Dos Palos 2-2. They have an interesting schedule. They played Shafter. Shafter's really good.
Yeah.
Liberty, a tight game against Liberty. I don't know if you heard my Liberty interview with the Liberty of Madera Hawks. Ethan Dunn is a name people should be getting to know, the running back there. Liberty's 4-0. So Dos Palos gives them a tough test. Kerman's got to go to Dos Palos to play a non-league game. I think that'll be a tight game tonight. I'm keeping an eye on Kerman at Dos Palos.
No, I agree. And Dos Palos, man, they got a wonderful football stadium there. So, Kerman coming off of that D3 Central Section Championship, got their quarterback back. I mean, he's slinging the ball over the field. I was a little bit surprised with Kerman's loss last week, but I expect Kerman to win in that football game. But Dos Palos, first of all, it's not an easy drive, right? But Dos Palos got a good team this year.
One more for you. Dinuba at Washington Union. How about that one tonight?
You know, I'm a Dinuba guy. Grew up in Dinuba. Coach C.J. Lester is a friend of mine. They got two wins in a row.
Beating Kingsburg.
But it's just, beating Kingsburg. But Washington Union seems like every 4 or 5 years, they have a really good football team. They kind of sneak up on you. And I know they've had some transfers and, you know, you hear about this and this kid leaving and maybe this kid coming back. So it seems like they got a really good team. And they opened up a lot of eyes when they beat Justin Garza at Justin Garza.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but that opened up a lot of eyes when Union beat Garza.
There's this slate. It's deep. It's a deep slate tonight, Paul, in terms of it. Some other games I could mention. Lindsay at Woodlake tonight. Woodlake's been playing phenomenal football to start the year. Your Emmanuel group playing Avenel tonight.
Gosh. Why'd they even schedule that game? It's going to be a massacre.
And, of course, I cannot go without mentioning Sierra is at Tranquility tonight for Jorge's Tranquility Tigers. So, of course, I got to mention that for him there. Paul, we're excited to bring the game tonight to the folks. Of course, you got your show tomorrow. Can't wait for that as well. We'll dive into that. Actually, let's do a little quick taste of what you got tomorrow in case people don't hang around to the end of the broadcast, which they should. But what do you got tomorrow on the Central Valley Sports Report?
Well, I got you coming on, right? So everybody can tune in to listen to Phil Bonatti and Paul Metters chop it up. So, yeah, we'll chop it up tomorrow. But I got Coach Kyle Biggs from the Central East Grizzlies. He's coming on the show at 11. Excited to talk to him. And I got Travis, oh, my gosh, why am I forgetting his name? The Golden West coach.
Let's see. Do
Travis
I got it?
Anderson.
Yeah, there you go.
The Golden West coach coming on the show. He's excited to come on. He's got it, man. They're putting up points. You know, they put up what 49 against Dinuba. They had to come back to beat North last week. So yeah, they're a really strong team this year as well. So excited to talk about South Valley football. We can't forget about our South Valley friends.
Of course not. And can't wait to chop it up down in Visalia tonight. We're going to be there for Redwood and Hanford. Pre-game starting at 7 p.m., kickoff at 7:30 with Paul and myself on the call. Paul, I can't wait. Can't wait to call this one with you.
I can't wait because you're driving here to Traver. I'm going to treat you to some Traver tacos, and then we're going to make our way down to Visalia. Yeah, excited about tonight.
All right, I'll see you down there. Paul, appreciate it as always, and we'll see you on the call. All right, Paul Metters here on the Lee's Air Hotline. All right, let's take another break, wrap up this hour, and then I got to hit the road. Like I said, got some good food to get to right after this on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader. Welcome back to Behind the Bench here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader. Getting to it here on our show. Last little bit before we say goodbye. Little reminder of the schedule before we say goodbye. Like I said, tonight, 7 p.m., Hanford and Redwood. Tonight, 7 p.m., 7:30, kickoff live on 1430 ESPN. Over on 790, a little special baseball doubleheader tonight. Jorge, just make sure I got it right here. A's and Pirates currently playing right now out in Pittsburgh. And then after that, we'll have the Giants and the Dodgers from L.A. By the way, tough loss last night. I actually watched that game last night, the Giants and the Dodgers, and there were moments the Giants could have got it done, and they just could not find the magic hit. Just one hit last night after getting walked like, what, 10 times it felt like.
Yeah, 10 walks.
It just feels like the story of the Giants season. I'm kind of out on it now. I think the chances are diminished pretty handily now.
Yeah, I mean, mathematically?
Mathematically, no. Are you still in it?
But
spiritually.
Spiritually, yeah.
I'm kind of out of it.
It's such a mountain to climb.
Yeah.
I don't think we have that in us. But you know, go out with a win against the Dodgers won't be bad.
One day at a time. One day at a time. That's simply where it is. One day at a time for the Giants. So that's what they got to do. Tomorrow we'll have Central Valley Sports Report with Paul Metters from 10 a.m. to noon, live from First Drink Sports. We'll have the Giants and the Dodgers right here on 1430, 540 pregame, 610 first pitch from L.A. And then the A's and the Pirates are going to be at 3 p.m. with a 3:35 first pitch from Pittsburgh over on 790. Sunday, we're going to have the Rams and the Eagles, 9 a.m. pregame on 1430 with a 10 a.m. kickoff. Following them will be Niners and Cardinals as soon as the Rams-Eagles game concludes. After the Niners and Cardinals game at 1 o'clock, we'll have the Chiefs and the Giants from New York. Over on 790, just a solo football game for you folks over there. It is the Raiders and the Commanders, 9:30 pregame with a 10 a.m. kickoff from Washington, D.C. Officially, Adam Schefter saying Marcus Mariota starting for the Washington Commanders in that football game. So the Raiders at least with a little bit of a glimmer of hope in this one out in Washington. It also appears that even though Brock Purdy has practiced the last 3 days, it appears that Mac Jones is preparing to start for this game against the Arizona Cardinals for the 49ers. So that is the news items up to this minute as we speak. We'll be back Monday, Sportsline Bulldog Hour, Tony D, 2 to 3 p.m., and then we'll have my show for 2 hours before we send it off to Monday Night Football between the Ravens and the Lions in Baltimore. Be sure to stop by me and Ed's Victory Grill for Major Wager with Carter, Joe, myself, and eventually Jorge will make his way out there one day. Have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be out there.
One of the days.
One of these days. One of these days. Jorge will show up and enjoy some free pizza. Courtesy of me and Ed's. All right. Jorge, what are you watching this weekend?
A lot of soccer.
What's on the soccer view? Yeah, what do we got?
Premier League is back, so some exciting games. Basically, also a pretty good matchup in the Spanish League.
Yeah,
between the Barcelona team. Can't remember that. It's not Barcelona. It's the other team. That's why I'm like. But you know who owns it? Who owns the team?
Who?
TJ Watts.
TJ Watt? Oh, the Watts? The Watts brothers?
Yeah, the brothers, yeah.
Wow. All right.
JJ's the one that comes out.
Okay.
He owned a Premier League team, but I think it went down.
Interesting.
And now he owns part of the Spanish team. So.
Interesting.
So I saw him with a hat, and I was like, oh, Espanol. That's the one. Espanol.
Espanol.
That's the one. And I saw him with the Espanol hat, and I was like, why is he wearing that?
Right.
So then I searched it, and all of a sudden he's in all of these pictures with a bunch of like fans of Espanol in the streets and they celebrated like their win and
yeah.
They were in the second division last year, so they're up in the first this year, so it's quite a journey.
For sure. Journey. What I'm watching this weekend, we got a number of college football games on the slate, I think, for our viewing pleasure tomorrow. How about Texas Tech at Utah, ranked matchup, 3-0 versus 3-0. That's kicking us off at 9 in the morning. How about some Auburn, Oklahoma, 12:30 ranked teams, 3-0, 3-0. May I interest you in Indiana and Illinois at 4:30 on NBC? Over there, 3-0 versus 3-0.
Neighboring states fighting each other.
May I interest you in Florida at Miami at 4:30?
I feel like those games used to be like at the end of the season.
Yeah. And may I interest you, and you will probably be interested, how about 8 p.m. Michigan State at USC? Both teams 3-0. Finally ranked USC for you, Jorge.
Yeah. After the beatdown they put on, who was it, the last team?
Georgia Southern, I believe it was. Georgia Southern. Rough times in terms of that. Michigan State, 3-0. By the way, local kick for the Michigan State people who are watching that game, 11 p.m. Can you imagine? Can you imagine staying up till 11 p.m. to watch
it? It's going to be a crazy night for me because there's going to be a bunch of like late games.
Yeah.
There's also late soccer games for this Mexican league.
Mm-hmm.
There's also... from Baku, South Arabia, or I think it's South Arabia.
Yeah.
The F1 racing.
Oh, that's right.
So
Big naps coming for Jorge Saturday.
I think I'm going to stay up all night.
I would recommend, and this is my recommendation for all Fresno State folks who are staying up, and anybody who's just staying up for all the sports. Big nap around, I would say the key nap time is around 2:45 to about 4:45. That is, you fit a nap in between those two times, you're solid the rest of the evening. But my nap strategy always is, it's only a 30-minute nap. It's not a two-hour, where did my life go nap. I've had those. And
when
I don't
wake up all like, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Where did my life go? What happened? Suddenly dark outside. How did this happen? I've had that numerous times, and it's not fun. Where are some good kind of hidden gem games tonight as well? Syracuse at Clemson. I'm interested in that one tomorrow. What else do we got? How about Purdue at Notre Dame tomorrow? Temple at Georgia Tech. I'm interested. West Virginia at Kansas. I want to see Kansas again. Kansas has played some decent football. What else do we got? Boise at Air Force. I'm interested in that as well. I think that's kind of where I leave it at. So that is what I'll be watching. Cal at San Diego State. I think I'm interested in that one as well. And of course, we got the baseball this week, and we'll be mildly watching it. But if the Giants do happen to win three in a row, they happen to win three in a row,
I'll be happy with that.
We'll be back Monday to react to it all, of course, and all the NFL action, all of the college action.
And they say they couldn't be done.
And they say it couldn't be done as far as that's concerned. So, all right. We're going to sign off now. We have to head down to Visalia. At least I do. Jorge will be here. Pushing the buttons and making things, everything happen. For those who, of course, are going to be signing off, we'll be back 7 o'clock tonight for our game, pregame down at the Mineral King Bowl. I don't know why I keep calling it a dome. But anyways, we'll be down at the Mineral King Bowl for Hanford and Redwood. Jorge, good show from you.
Great show.
We'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock, for Friday Night Lights. See you then.